Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Santo Torcivia, who is the owner of Market Insights Torcivio and an economist who partners with Floor Focus. Santo, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good to talk to you. I know earlier this week you were giving a presentation to a few of the members of the NWFA. I guess that went well.
It did. It went very well.
All right. So let's open up with big election results this week. How do you think the outcome of this election will affect the business in the flooring industry?
First thing I would say is I don't think it cleared up any of the uncertainty that hangs over the economy. There's still a lot of things we don't know about what the government is going to do, what their agenda is, and what the president's plans are for the next 4 years. And as that comes clearer, we'll have a better handle on which way the country's going and a little more certainty, hopefully. The other thing I would say, I would believe, based on the historical policies, if they're carried forward, I would expect that we would continue to see some very slow, moderate growth. And if the taxes that they're talking about are instituted, we could even risk a second recession. So, you know, like I said, it's very unclear and remains to be seen how it unfolds. I know that's not a clear answer everybody's looking for, but that's the most honest answer I can give.
Well, I've talked to several people this week, and a lot of people are just glad it's over. You know, because there's a lot of ads, what did they say, $6 billion spent in the messages around this, and the whole rest of the world's laughing at us that we spend that kind of money. And a lot of those were negative ads, and so they get the consumer worried about where we really are, and it's good to have all that behind us.
The only thing I worry about is when the history of this time and place are written, the thing that's going to come to the fore is the total lack of the media in terms of introspection, in terms of investigation, in terms of carrying out their First Amendment responsibilities in vetting both candidates equally. And I didn't see that happen this time. And I'm a little concerned about that going forward.
Like that CBS thing that was released about the Libyan attack.
Yeah, sitting on that, not investigating issues around the policies of this administration, I think that they have totally shucked their responsibilities, and the corruption of the media will be the story that when people look back on this. You know, that's my opinion.
Well, I'm part of the media, but I'm on the trade side.
But you're the good media.
Yeah, that's right. Well, listen, let's move to where the main reason I called you. You know, I've been frustrated. I haven't been able to get anybody at Pergo or Mohawk to talk to me. They said they'd be glad to talk to me at the first of the year. But we do know that several weeks ago, the announcement came out that Mohawk was planning to purchase Pergo. So in the laminate business, that means that number two will be buying number one to make a much bigger one. And that puts Chronotec, moves them from three to two. You know, a lot of people probably have a misperception of exactly how this market's moving because we hear about LVT taking share, but that's only in certain channels. So first let me ask you, what do you think the strategy was for Mohawk when they decided to buy Pergo?
I think it was a good deal all around for Mohawk. Plus they gain a deeper foothold that's going to help the Unilin operations in Europe. I think with the price they bought it at, the price was definitely right.
Mm-hmm.
I further think that they acquired a strong brand in the laminate flooring area, a strong brand in the flooring area that they can use as a channel-specific brand if they so desire. So they would have the Mohawk Karastan brands on one side and the Pergo brand on another. And they've got three very strong brands across the Mohawk spectrum, not counting Daltile, that can be used however they see fit. There's also the potential for the revenue from licensing agreements and patents that are held by Pergo that have to be factored into this acquisition.
You know, our November issue is now out in many people's mailbox, and I wrote an editorial about this because it has been, like I said, 2 weeks since this has happened. And a couple of points I made in there, one of them is, in fact, this market is not on decline like some would think, and so it is still a growing category. And secondly, this is glove in hand if you look at what Pergo needs. I mean, Fleiderer was trying to put together this whole multiple company situation where they had Coreboard and the raw materials all under one name, and Unilin already has all that, so that's a good fit too, right?
Exactly. The situation with the board capabilities, their board plant down in North Carolina is going to have another source to supply, and that's only going to bring it up to closer to full utilization.
Mm-hmm.
And that's got to help in their terms of their factory utilization and their overhead. in the final analysis, this is going to help Mohawk in terms of their what they can sell door-to-door in terms of their salesperson. It's going to help their throughput at the factories. They can consolidate their production, and they may do that. And they have the ability to produce an upscale product, a higher-priced product, if they so desire, at the Pergo plant. And they gain a commercial product as well.
Let's address real quick the misperception that many would have that the laminate market is actually in decline. I see where people get that opinion because LVT has been taking share, especially in the independent flooring retail channel. But that's not the case with the home center or with category killers, right?
No. Laminate's still growing. It's not growing as fast as it used to, but it is still growing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's growing mainly in the home centers.
Yeah.
And the big box retailers,
mm-hmm.
and lumber liquidators. LVT has really got a foothold in the flooring specialty stores primarily,
mm-hmm.
although that's slowly changing. But the flooring specialty stores, according to our research, see this as a way to combat the home centers and their laminate dominance by providing a product that accomplishes a similar look at a lower price. The home centers and big boxes were slow to see the advantage of LVT and only now are starting to get involved with it. And it remains to be seen whether they can wrest their control back like they have with laminate for the LVT product.
So, Santo, in the long run, what do you think is going to happen between the laminate business and the LVT business?
Personally, I'm a rooter, and I believe strongly in LVT because I think it has the capability like no other product to duplicate realistically ceramic tile, wood flooring. You know, it comes in planks, it comes in tiles that are grouted, and it comes in the traditional, what you would call the peel-on-stick type product. I mean, it got all of the essential product categories covered in a very realistic way. And I think it's going to continue to spread its wings in the floor covering business.
All right, Santo, I appreciate you spending time with us and talking about both the results of the election and this Pergo acquisition by Mohawk. Again, we've been talking to Santo Tresivia, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.